out there, when you get the flu, if you happen to get or been exposed to or actually get the flu, this doesn't mean that you're going to die immediately. It's a process. There's time in there that you can take care of yourself. You're so welcome, Darrell. You can take care of yourself just like if you would get a cold. So I have a regimen. I don't know about you guys, but the first tickle in the throat, the first scratchiness in my throat, I am already gargling with warm soap water. I drink every morning my hot lemon water and tea. This is something that my grandmother used, and she lived to 103 without any chronic illnesses. So it is going to require, it's going to require you follow the situations and take care of yourself like you normally would. And I think we have a caller.
Hey, co-host, can you hear me?
Hey, co-host, wait, I can't hear you. Why? Oh, there you go. You there?
Yeah, so I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can. So everybody, Gilbert has joined us. How are you today, Gilbert?
I am doing fine, co-host. I'm staying barricade in from this coronavirus. I got my guns, I got everything.
Why does the coronavirus require you to shoot
Oh yeah. I don't know what it's gonna look like, so I'm ready for
You ready for whatever, huh? Well, co-host, I hope you don't have to use the guns.
I hope not.
And I now let me ask you, did you go out and get you some medication so that in the event you do get a scratchy throat, you can you can go take care of yourself?
Actually, I've always had medication here, so I'm good. I'm all stocked up. I'm all stocked up.
Okay.
I'm good.
And I think that should be the case for most people, right?
Oh yeah. Oh
You
yeah. You never know. You never
never
know.
know. And
Yeah.
you could have gotten the flu, because that's,
Yeah.
I think everybody should recognize the fact that this is cold and flu season. So
Yeah.
during cold and flu season, you should have all of your medication available, so that you can make sure that you are going to be healthy during this time and that you can get through a cold quick and fast and in a hurry. That's what I say.
Exactly, and that's what we've been doing. So
Right.
I hear you talking about how they can be prepared for this, and I think that's good. I think what you're doing is really good.
Yeah, I think that helps when you have a plan. I think always having a plan is a whole lot better than operating from the seat of our pants.
Yeah. And most of the times that's what folks do, you know, they don't prepare themselves, so they just wait until the last minute, and then that's when they jump in and try to do stuff.
Right, exactly. So before you came on, I was giving everyone the information. So I had found information on the SBA and small business loans that is available. There's also information out there for grants, and I haven't really actually searched for those, but there are grants that are out there, especially for nonprofits during this time, which might be a better method for them, because most nonprofits are operating from a small budget place anyway, and they're still trying to service their population. So I think that if that's possible, and one of the things I'm recommending to everyone is to do their own research.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we should just leave it up to news media, because your situation is your situation, and you
Yeah.
don't you need you have different needs to everybody.
Right. So each person has different needs, different requirements. So it does not make sense to try to do the one size fit all thing, because it won't work that way.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And one of the things I was mentioning, as you know, and I know that, and this is something that we talk about on a regular basis, is that our businesses are normally not prepared for regular doing business, regular everyday circumstances. We're not ready. But
Yeah.
during crises,
Yeah.
we really have to make sure that we know where our documents are, So can you talk on why that's important to know where your insurance documents are and things like that?
Well, it's really crucial because last minute, if something should go down, you have to run to the doctor's emergency. You have to call 911 and the emergency vehicle show up. They're going to ask you a lot of questions about your blood type. You'd be surprised how many people do not know what their blood type is.
No, I wouldn't.
A lot of people do not know what their blood type is, so that's critical. So, you know, it's just in the case that you need blood, emergency blood supply, you can tell them, you know, you're O positive or you're B positive, A negative, whatever it is, or you're AB. You know, those are critical things to do. The key thing is that the O positive is like a universal type, so anyone can get that. But the other type is like, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work the other way around.
Right, exactly.
So that's one thing. Knowing, knowing your blood type, knowing your medical, your insurance document, where that is, knowing what type of if you're on medication, what type of medication it is, the name of it, and just having that information available, handy. So if we, as you know, we have our system, Small Biz Pro, that you use to store your key documents. And then through the app, you have access on your phone. That's what you need. You want to have access on your phone so you can access anything that can help you in a time of emergency.
Exactly. And also, now this was something that I had heard, and this was from a senator. I think he was a senator out of New York. And he had been exposed to coronavirus.
Yeah.
And so he felt that he was going to go through the process to find out exact, just like a regular person that would go. And one of the things that he said he was asked was where, when he went to the testing center, he found out that they asked him where did he was asked where did he contact it. Well, he didn't know. He had been in a large grouping and he had no idea. So several of the testing centers would not test him.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And that's crazy.
I know.
That is crazy. Because now you are allowing someone who is infected to leave the premises and go back into the general population to infect more people trying to find someplace else to go.
Right. And imagine that someone turning you away. You know you have something. They're turning you away and they say they can't help you. Talk about being panicked then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you don't know if it's going to kill you then or if it's going to kill you later. So you want to get emergency care, you know, so you can get taken care of.
Right, exactly. So with that, if you guys actually have symptoms, then again, it's hey, Cheryl, again, it's just like a cold. The first 3 days is a tickle in the throat. And this is from a doctor, tickle in the throat that, you know, how you get that first little tickle when you get a cold, you know, it's coming. Your nose is feeling weird. You may not have a headache or you may not have any of that. You just get that little whatever.
Yeah.
At that point, it's time to go to work and gargling and taking cough syrup. And for me, my go-to is Theraflu both morning and the day and the night. I start taking that immediately. But before all of that, I make sure my body is healthy with I'm drinking my berries or my blueberries, my blackberries, my tamarind, all that stuff that keeps my body, that gives my body the ammunition to fight off anything that's about to invade it. So, but that's the first couple of days. So the ones that I've heard that actually have had this, once they dealt with it, just like they would that first inkling of a cold, because if you let a cold go while you're thinking that it's just going to take care of itself, then ultimately it's going to turn into a walking pneumonia, especially if it gets into your chest.
Right.
And so I'm not one of those that think that I am Superwoman, but not when it comes to a cold. I go straight to my drugs of choice, and I hit it with everything I have. I drink lots of oranges and eat lots of oranges and orange juices. So I think people don't think that this is a death sentence. You do have time. So then that's 2 to 3 days in the beginning. You get the sore throat. And then after that, this doctor indicated that the next process is 3 to 5 days. You have a sore throat. At that point, you need to be, you know, medication, gargling with warm salt water and whatever, and Cyprocol and all the other things. And then you get that dry cough. And then that's when it actually starts to get to your lungs and your bronchioles. And of course, if you already have a sensitivity to that, then you should be really, really cautious. But I'm not a medical doctor. I just know that how one's body works, if you take care of it, and it will take care of you. So everyone, and drink lots of water, lots of tea, and things like that. So you might not need all this other stuff. That's what I think.
So you did mention turmeric, Crystal. I think turmeric is really a good thing. Not too many people know much about it. It's an anti-inflammatory.
Uh-huh.
And it's good for those types of things. It's a prevention type medication.
So right.
They should really consider that. I mean, I have a big old bottle here, you know, so when I get done talking to you on this show, I'm going to be taking two of those. I'm going to take two at a time.
And you know something else, and this is not business, but it is part of us being healthy so we can do business, I do apple cider vinegar. I believe in that. I believe that it helps. It fights bacteria and makes sure that bacteria doesn't sit and fester in your body.
Yeah, definitely.
So this is those common sense, your grandmother and your grandfather gave you this advice when you were kids, right?
Yes.
They doted on gargling with warm salt water and those kind of things.
Yeah, definitely, man. So it's best to take precaution instead of having to fix something. You know, take the precaution where you don't have to deal with it instead of having it and then having to cure it.
Yes. That's how I think. And then just the social distancing is very important. So keep your distance even when you have to go to the market. That was one of the things that I thought was kind of interesting. All these people were piled up in supermarkets trying to get whatever they were getting. And then they were standing shoulder to shoulder with each other. And in my mind, if anybody had it, everybody would have gotten it from that little excursion of trying to buy up all the toilet paper in the place.
Yes, that's true. That is so true.
Yeah, so common sense, guys. I said that at the top of the show. Common sense will save your life.
Yes, I agree. I totally agree. And if they have employees, they got to do the same. You know, I have washed my hands so many times over the last few days. It's unbelievable. Everything I touch, I go wash my hands.
I know, huh? And you're in your own house.
I'm in my own house, and I'm washing my hands. Yeah.
Right. If I'm not washing hands, then I have my my bacterial, whatever that is, the Purell. I'm using that. I have handy wipes, bacterial handy wipes in my purse. I wipe off my car steering wheel. I wipe off the door handle. I'm now using gloves when I go to the gas station pump. But
you got to, man. You got to, because you don't know who's out there doing their thing.
Right, you don't know what's happening, because some folks are a little bit crazy. So they handle crises in a different way.
So have you asked the listeners, how have they been handling their money situation? How are they collecting their money? I mean, have you asked them that?
No, I haven't. And that's a good question. Yeah, how are you? Because money is actually, I know the other day, and I'm not a scary person, so I take all of, I mean, I understand the seriousness of it, but I'm not a panicker. So
yeah.
I was in the store. So something told me, don't use my card. Because I'm the only one touching my card.
Yeah.
And so I haven't been using cash itself, but I use my card. But then I was standing there at the machine to put in my PIN. I went, whoa, wait, got touch. So I used the tip of my nail, and I did it with that. And then I wear a lot of athletic tops, so they have the where you can put your fingers through the thumb through the thing. I pulled that, put it way up over, and used that. And then when I got home, I took that off and threw it in the wash.
You have to take that precaution, man. And what I've been doing in terms of collecting my money, I've been doing transactions online, you know. Somebody gave me a credit card number and information, I just use that instead of, you know, actually touching whatever they give a credit card. I don't want to touch it, you know. So just give me the card number, I'll call it in, and, you know, we'll do the transaction. Or if you got a, you know, if you have that little thing that you put on your phone, what is that thing called?
That's the square. Actually, square. I'm glad you mentioned that, because a lot of our businesses don't do this on a regular when they should be doing this. You don't have to be a slave to just cash. So you have Square. If you have a PayPal account, you can get a free adapter that goes on your phone. You can use that. Or you just order it, and then you have accessibility, and there's apps. So QuickBooks has an app. PayPal has an app. Square has an app where you can take cash. The Cash App is out there. All of these you can sign up. You can go into your Google Store or your iTunes Store and get these apps. And Zelle is one. I have all of them. And so basically, whatever you have, just tell me. I have it, and I can just, and then you can give me your number, your debit card, or your credit card, and then I can plug in that number with your PIN number and the CVV number on the back, and know that these numbers I don't have accessibility to them. After I have them, I'll tear them up and get rid of them. But that's a way I can get paid, and that's a way you can pay, and nobody has to touch anything that doesn't belong to them.
Exactly. And that's a good way to transact, do money transaction, and not having to worry about whether something is going to be transferred onto you or anything. You see what I mean? We're doing it the electronic way.
Exactly. And it's so funny, the other day I saw a post, you know, there has been some humor online that can help alleviate the panic and the stress and the anxiety. So somebody had put up a video that they had done, and they were washing their daily money.
I love it.
They had their Dawn in the sink, and they were washing their money, and then they were taking the money and hanging it up so that it would feel like they could spend it, they could touch it after that. So
that is hilarious.
But you don't have to wash your money. You can actually use digital electronic money.
That's a good one. I like that.
So I think that's important. I got a call this morning from, because here's the thing, guys. So in South Central, if other communities have a little bit of a tickle and a cough, we already are at pneumonia level.
Yeah.
And so we need to make sure. And most of the time, as I said at the top of the show, most of the time we don't have all of the information. We're guessing, and somebody else then heard something else, and somebody else. And like this morning, I heard someone say, and this is important on social media. If you guys know that this is not true, don't let that just keep floating around on Facebook or Instagram. Just put it, squash it, bring some information to make sure people have the real facts. So somebody was saying, they're going to give you tickets if you don't stay in your house. Well, that's not quite true. Big money. You got to pay big money.
People can make up some stories, man. This is crazy.
So, according to the mayor yesterday, he is not going to court there, and they don't have the manpower to all haul us into jail if we're not doing what we're supposed to do. They're leaving you on your own recognizance, and the your own taking in consideration, you understand how serious this is, and that you're going to do the right thing, right?
Right.
So they're leaving you as an adult to make some adult decisions and make sure that you're not affecting other people. So that's you're not going to get a big ticket, but you can go to the bank. You can leave your house and go walking and hiking. Just keep your distance from people. I think it's important, because just as well as eating right and taking your vitamins and taking precautions when you do get sick and dealing with it right then and staying away from people if you get sick, you also have to go out and make sure your body stays healthy. You in between the clouds, you need to go out and get some sun, because that's also healthy for you. So you are not just completely quarantined in your house. You can come out and get some fresh air. I think that's really, really important.
Now, did you talk about grants and loans and funding already?
I did talk about the loans that the SBA and what the qualifications were for that. They can go to, again, we will remind everyone, go to your to the SBA.gov under coronavirus, and it will make sure that you have, they will give you the information on what those loans look like. Any the criteria and the exemption information is there. I would say, but again, we need to have documentation. So that's going to lead me into what I have spoken to a number of colleagues in our community. And so what we're going to do is on Thursday, this is March 26th at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are hosting a Zoom meeting. And what we're going to do is help you, give you information on how you can get those documentation. Okay. So I'm going to introduce you to some of the accounting applications and tools that are out there for you to be able to put together your profit and loss statements. Thank you, Loretta. Your profit and loss statements, and also how to be able to get your account payable statements, because these are the documents that you're going to have to show. There are some free programs out there, and so I'm going to introduce you to them on Thursday. So Thursday, March 26th at 11 a.m. is a Zoom meeting. If you're interested, you can go to, I'm going to put a flyer out on Facebook later this evening, and I'm going to send out a blast to everybody that's on my mailing list and send out text messages. But you can go to https://bit.ly/facts-and-information-cov. And I will put that up also in the informational box of this show and on Facebook underneath the show. And you can email me at cmitchell544@gmail.com. If you need to get your documents together in a format that will be acceptable for any lending industry agency, then you want to make sure you do this right, okay? Because they're not going to accept it. And I know this from the experience I had with the Business Interruption Fund. A lot of our businesses in our community did not get serviced, did not get reimbursed because they had no documentation. You need your tax returns. And they may not even ask for tax returns. They may just want to see a P&L, a profit and loss statement, and an aged accounts payable report, so that they'll know that this is these losses occurred within the time frame of the quarantine.
Right, and that's really good information right there. So let's hope they take you up on that, and let's hope they follow this information so they can get compensated accordingly and not being missed out again.
Exactly. So this is important, guys. We don't want you down the line going, oh, again, they didn't take care of me. Well, they put some things in place to take care of you, but you got to do your part. And we talk about this all the time, Gilbert. This is not, this happens to be a crisis, but we talk about how important it is for our small businesses to be prepared for whatever. Yeah. Because this is what happens in business. Interruption that takes place that has absolutely nothing to do with your business, and you have absolutely no control to stop it, but you do have control not to panic.
And see, this is part of the SWOT analysis, the threat part.
Yes.
You have your strengths, your weakness, your opportunities, and threat. The threat part is the part you can't control, because things are going to happen when you least expect, like the virus, like a fire, like the state decides to impose a mandate on you. You know, those are threats that you have no control, but you got to be prepared for it.
Right. I mean, you could be like New Orleans and Louisiana when Katrina, no control. You have absolutely no control over what is happening in this, because you don't control this.
Exactly.
So, but what you do is you can control anything that has anything to do with you. You can control that.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're saying to you. Don't just be hearing what somebody else is telling you. Go out and do your own research. I cannot stress that enough. You have to do your own research.
Definitely. I totally agree, co-host. I totally agree.
Yeah. No panicking, guys. Panic doesn't help us. Don't go with the fatalist. Oh, my God. The world is coming to the end. I'm closing up my business. I'm shutting everything down. Because that might be a little bit too premature.
you see all that energy that it took them to start panicking like that? They could use that same energy, put it into organizing their business and getting things in order.
Exactly. Exactly. And here's the other thing, and we got about 10 minutes left, but here's the other thing. This is a perfect time for people to recognize that you might want to be thinking about, if no lesson has been learned here, and I was talking to a friend of mine two days ago, is one stream of income will not do.
No. And this is an example of that. It will not do. There's so much more to be done. And they just got to be prepared, you know, got to look at other opportunities.
Exactly. So you got to look at and reach out. And this is where coaches come in. So we're available for you. I actually have a program running. If you go to my website, and there's actually an ad that I'm boosting on, I have a coaching package for you to help you determine using your passions, your skills, and your talents, what other ways can you drive a revenue into your household, into your business, other than what you traditionally went into business for.
You know, Crystal, I'd like you, that's a great offer that you're putting out there. And I also would like to add to that, if you can just mention to the audience, the viewers right now, that I am willing to do just what you just said.
Okay.
If they need help with uploading their documents so they can show proof to the SBA or to Vermont Slauson or any lender that they have their documents in order, I will help them with that.
Just okay.
Let them know that. And I'll do it for free.
Okay, there you guys go. So you got to reach out to us. Gilbert, how do they reach you?
They call me at 888-882-1168. 1168.
1168. So guys, yes, we're here. This is going to be the next 10 days. The next 10 days could be a opportunity for you to, one, tie up all of your loose ends. If you haven't had time to put your accounting together, one, now that the IRS has pushed back the date for your taxes, then they're not due until July 15th. Now you have time enough to get your taxes information in a system, in an accounting system. So all you have to do is generate a report, because you need it for your taxes. You need it for disaster relief. So this is a good time to do that. And this is also a good time to reach out to those that have training programs and information that can help you create one in Gilbert's case, manage everything. Do your house cleaning now. Get all your insurance paperwork. Get everything ready. So when it's time for us to get back out there, we ready to go. We even tied up all our loose ends. And the other piece, for those of you who not quite sure how to bring in other revenue streams, then you can reach out to me, because I have this. I have a program. I have several actual coaching packages. You can go to my website at www.mitchellbusinesssolution.com, and the packages are there, and I can help you do that. We have to be thinking about other ways to make money in addition to what we traditionally, or what we originally created our business. If not, you are going to die on the vine, guys. I have to tell you that, because if you can't get in front of people, then you need to be able to get the people to come to you. And right now it's great, Gilbert, because everybody's sitting at home on their computers looking for stuff to entertain them.
Exactly. And now is the time.
Right, so they might as well be on webinars. I have a webinar coming up for, for the information on how to get your the tools that are available to bring your paperwork together. You can now, Gilbert can do training on Small Biz Pro and walk you through it. You're not distracted. You can be an expert at it just like he is. And then I have another training program where I'm teaching you how to use QuickBooks for those that can't use the free programs. Then I can show you how to do that. And just anything that you need in order to use this time wisely to be ready. So in 10 days, 15 days, we're ready to go out and make money, because now we need guerrilla tactics to make money to make up for the 10 days that you just lost. What you think, Gilbert?
That's right. I totally agree. 150%.
Yeah. So let's use this time to plan and be able to take our business. If you're looking to start a business, this is an excellent time to do it. Actually, besides the disaster relief forms, I spoke to my colleague over at Vermont Slauson this morning, and he said, in addition to small businesses applying for the Corona disaster relief from the SBA, they should also look at applying to their banks and other lending industries, because they probably or may have lacked some of their requirements, and also other opportunities at Vermont Slauson. They are, you know, CFIDC now. And so this is a good time to think about the future and what your business needs, and also thinking of growing your businesses so it can scale up, and if we ever get in this situation again, you have some reserves.
Exactly.
So I would say to everyone, again, do your own research. Go to the CDC sites. They are actually, everything is in real time. I think they update the numbers as to the number of cases by 4 o'clock every afternoon. So you want to, like right now, you can go there and see if any new cases have been discovered. You can find out where the testing centers are. Go to the SBA website in order to find out about the loan and what you need to apply. And then go to the Department of Labor for those of you that are employer employees, self-employed, and gig industry workers, because there is money. Gilbert, I talked about that before you came on. There is actually money out there for displaced workers.
Wow, that's great.
Up to, it's $500, could be up to a maximum of $500 a day.
Wow.
And so, which is about $5,000 for this 10-day period only, because that's the time, the criteria is that we're supposed to be under safe house quarantine is the 10 days to the 31st. So you want to do that.
If they need to get this information, they need to go to the Business Zone's website.
Yes.
In order to get that info.
Yes. Tonight I will update all of this information on the Business Zone website under a tab called Coronavirus for Businesses. I'm going to call it COVID briefing, and then that way you can find the information and then the links that you need to go to in order to find the information on your own. Again, don't just take my word for it. Do your own research. And I will also put on the Business Zone website the information for the Zoom meeting, and it will be on my website, which is Mitchell Business Solution. The Business Zone is the Mitchell, the Business Zone with Crystal and Gilbert.com, and also Recycling Black Dollars, which is RBD Media RBD Media 77.com. So that is how you will find this information. And go to any other of the CBOs, GLAC, Vermont Slauson, Crenshaw Chamber, South Bay Chamber. All of them will have information. Do not just sit at home and just read Facebook and say that that's your gospel, because that is not your gospel. Do your research. Do not panic, and make wise decisions during this time.
Okay.
You said okay.
That sounds like a great thing.
We got that's a plan, Gilbert. Besides being barricaded behind your steel door.
I know, man. So I'm ready to help them whenever they need this, and I'm willing to do this for free. I'm not trying to charge them anything. I want them to understand that what we're doing for them is what, you know, they couldn't find anywhere else. So we're willing to help the small business community.
All right. I think that's excellent. So we are now within our hour. So, guys, I'm not sure when we'll be back, but hopefully we'll be back in April. But the studio is closing for the next week, and we're going to observe the mayor and the governor safe and stay in your home. I'm dying from no...
They could catch us on Facebook, though.
Yeah, they can catch me on Facebook. Yeah, catch us on Facebook. You can go back. This is a great time to go back to our library of videos and check them all out, because there's lots of information on how to grow your business. Subscribe while you're there. And at the Business Zone with Crystal and Gilbert on our YouTube channel, subscribe so we can help us grow our subscription numbers right now. And that's pretty much what I got. And you got anything else, co-host?
Oh, that's pretty much it right now. So we want to thank them for tuning in today, and I hope they take your advice and implement a lot of the techniques and tips you gave them.
And everyone, please be safe and take care. Take care of your loved ones. Stay prayed up during this time, and don't panic. All right? So we will see you soon. Again, be safe, and let's make sure that we don't get left out. And when it comes to from the economic standpoint, that we don't get hurt any more than we need to. So we want to thank you guys, and we are out. Have a great evening.
As a small biz pro, I saw we roll, using procurement, program, and control. As a small biz pro, I saw we grow, using procurement, program, and control. I'm a business